John Toogood is on the phone this morning because the Adults are taking to the road once more with their newly reconfigured band and an arsenal of new material. While we might typically expect to see the supergroup perform in summer for the festival circuit, Toogood, Deans, Bremner and now Aaron Talkiner will be performing on Saturday night here in Auckland at the Power Station. Good morning, Johnny.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, man. How are you today?
Yeah, it's just starting, so yeah, I'm pretty good, I reckon.
How are you feeling in the lead up to your shows?
We just had 3 days in a rehearsal space, and I'm feeling really good because Aaron's like, he's a weird genius guitar player that can sound like 10 people at once. It's awesome.
I mean, paint us a picture, John. You must have found out that, you know, Shane Carter is out.
Yeah.
Where did you go from there?
Well, I mean, I've been friends with Aaron for ages. I know he's, like, the best guitar player in the Southern Hemisphere. And I sort of jammed with him years back since, when we were really young. And we played in this AC/DC covers band for a friend, 21st. And it was the first time in my life I actually felt like just a bit of a munter on the guitar. But he's like a cut above most of your average guitar players. But I don't know, I just thought this would be a great chance to actually play with him again, and he was totally up for it.
So,
yeah, it's cool.
Aaron is in the live circuit. Is he also on the recorded versions?
Nah, he's completely... he's come in straight from, like, Hoary Buzz and, like, gone, okay, play me the stuff. Cool, I'll do this, do this, do this. And he's, like, replaced all the keyboard lines with, like, sort of weird approximations on his guitar with his crazy bunch of effects and stuff. And, yeah, he's taken it to a totally different place, man. It's really, really interesting and really, like, it's actually huge sounding. It's cool.
Is your latest body of work as much of a collaborative effort from different artists as the one prior?
I'm sort of in the middle of doing a Shehard record, a new Shehard record, writing that in Melbourne, and stuff for the Adults as well. So it's all over the place, but I think it's just going to be a different bunch of musicians on this next record for the Adults. I've got to get the Shehard record out of the way first, though. So I've got to go to Cairo in Egypt in September with Jazz Coleman from Killing Joke and to make a apocalyptic heavy metal record, which I'm really looking forward to doing.
Where else but Cairo? That sounds crazy. John, now that you have multiple projects, when you write songs, when they just come to you, do you kind of go, oh, that's a Shehard song, and oh, that's an Adult song?
It depends on who I'm jamming with. Like, seriously, like, obviously when I play with the Shehard guys, it's like we actually just jam like from scratch, and it just sounds like us because it's those four guys. And with the Adults, it's always a combination of whoever I'm jamming with. It always sounds like I'd know that bit of personality with my bit of personality, and that's the great thing about music, man. It's just like it is all chemistry, you know. So.
Wine tours are quite the beast of New Zealand summers, and the Adults performed one over the last summer. What are they like? Because it must be, you know, a bit different to the Power Station at 11 in the evening.
Yeah, it's basically it's like having a holiday, getting paid to have a holiday, and doing something you really love. And yeah, I couldn't complain at all about that tour. Seriously, that summer was one of the best summers I've had in New Zealand for years. You know, it reminded me of being a kid. And we went to these beautiful places, swam in, we made it like a pact right at the start where it's like, if there's a river, you swim in it.
Yeah.
See, you swim in it, no matter if it's cold or whatever, you just do it. And I'm really glad we did that. It was like being a kid. It was choice.
What in terms of preparation, what goes in differently between like your show on Saturday night and your winery tour appearances?
Like Aaron is such a different guitar player from Shane. Like, they're both geniuses in their own way, but they're totally different versions of a guitar god, you know. So Shane does his thing, Aaron does his thing, and really it's just about letting. I mean, like, the whole thing for the Adults for me is like letting go of control and trusting the fact that you've asked someone really talented to bring their A game, and just let them do it, you know, and let them run with it. That's how we wrote the songs. That's how we perform it. And it's quite free, you know, it's quite free and open to interpretation. So, and as long as you ring the right person in the first place, you're always going to get a pretty result or pretty awesome result, you know.
Mm. Who, I mean, looking forward to the future, I'm sure from speaking to you, there will be a future Adults release. Are there any kind of collaborators that you have in mind at the moment?
I saw a drummer like a year or so ago, this woman called Jean Pompey playing for Trinity Roots, and I want to jam with her because she's funky as. For some reason, I always go for drummers, you know, like that's where I start because I ear drum to music. I've always, and that's what I dance to, you know, and I've always like had drummer envy because I can't actually get my feet to go with my hands. So when I sit behind a drum kit, I'm a bit of a retard, so which is a bummer because I'd love to play drums, but I can't. So I just live vicariously through all these really talented drummers that happen to come from New Zealand. I don't know what it is about New Zealand, but we've got heaps of good drummers. So I start there and then go from there. You know, I've got a few ideas for sure.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing all of that. We're going to, before we talk about your show, we are about to play as well, Never Be Mine. Can you tell us a little bit about this single?
Sure. So basically, I booked the Lab Studios in Auckland and asked Pip Brown, who's Lady Hawk, and Liam Finn to come down and have a jam with me. We were just all swapping instruments, and that particular jam, Liam was playing drums, Pip was playing MS-20, like bass keyboard, mm-hmm. and I was playing Pip's Gibson Explorer through a really big Marshall stack. And we just made this big noise and had this really cool jam. And then I played it to Tiki Tane like about a month later, and he went, "This is banging. I know just who to sing on this." And he rung Holly Smith, and I was like, "What? How does that work?" You know. And then as soon as I heard her wail over the top of it, she sounds like Janis Joplin on steroids trying to be PJ Harvey, and it's like, it's just a real mean jam, you know. So but it was too heavy for the Adults first record, so I left it off, but I really wanted people to hear it, you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the line. Hopefully your shows go really well, and you get to see a good bit of the country and share some great music with the people of New Zealand.
Cheers, bro. Awesome.
Sweet.
That was John Toogood of The Adults.
Yes, and The Adults will be playing at the Power Station this Saturday night. The lineup features John Toogood, Steve Bremner, Julia Deans, and Aaron Talkiner. They will be supported by She's So Rad. You can get tickets for that from ticketmaster.co.nz and Real Groovy. Do not miss this. Don't even miss it.
And here's that song we were just talking about, Never Be Mine.